Hola and welcome back to Vos Memos. In this episode, I want to talk about my little weekend getaway to Fargo and Winnipeg with my boyfriend. So, yeah, it was just a spontaneous trip that we took, and I felt like it really rejuvenated me, gave me some new inspiration. And yeah, I hope that by listening to this episode, you can maybe get some inspiration for your own weekend getaway or just use this podcast as your mini getaway from whatever you're working on. So, if that sounds interesting to you, stick around and I'll get right into it. All right. So, like I said, it was a very spontaneous trip. We had been talking about going, and eventually we just decided this weekend that we were like, we don't really have any plans. Let's just go. And so I would say if you're planning a spontaneous, or if you happen to find yourself on a spontaneous trip like this, you can't really plan a spontaneous trip. First step, book a hotel. So, and we didn't even book for Winnipeg. We just booked one night at a time. We booked our hotel in Fargo and then zoomed off. It's a 3.5, 3 hour drive to Fargo from Minneapolis, and then another 3 to 3.5 hours to Winnipeg. And that does not include however long it takes to get through the border crossing. Going in to Canada, it was super fast. Coming back to the United States, it was a little slower. But overall, not very many like roadblocks, or I mean, probably the biggest slowdown was just construction. And yeah, so we got to Fargo on Friday night. Didn't do much because we got in pretty late, but we kind of knew that going in. We weren't really going to have a lot of time in these cities, but they're also not really destination cities, no offense to anyone in Fargo or Winnipeg. So we felt like a day, a half day in each place was going to be enough to see what the vibe was. And so we woke up Saturday morning in Fargo and the sun was shining. It was a little cooler, a little chilly. I mean, we're approaching September, so it's not surprising. But we rolled out of the hotel and headed to downtown Fargo because that's where the iconic Fargo Theater and Marquee is. And I'm a pictures girly. I gotta get stuff for the magazine. If you don't know, instead of Instagram, I do a year in review magazine. So all of my pictures go into like a digital scrapbook that I print out at the end of the year. So I wanted that Fargo Marquee for the magazine, and I also saw that it was right by Youngblood Coffee, which is like a highly loved coffee shop in Fargo. So we were able to get our coffee, and it was a very cute shop, very like lo-fi vibes. We didn't really do breakfast. We just had a little bit at the hotel. And then later we went to Timmy's or Tim Hortons. So we got our coffee. We got our pictures at the marquee. There was also a cute mural that said Fargo. So I got some pictures there. And they were setting up their farmers market. So we got a little bit of flavor of kind of what the local goods are like. There were a lot of like cutting boards, fresh produce, of course. And some breads, lots of beautiful, freshly baked breads. So, I don't know. It was nice to just quickly zip in, see what Fargo's like. Very sprawling, very, I mean, they have a lot of space. So, that made sense to me. And then, yeah, we pretty much just spent the morning there and then headed off to Winnipeg for our second night. And by the time we rolled in, it was about just before 3. We were able to check into our hotel. After we checked in at the hotel, a non-negotiable when I'm traveling with my boyfriend is a round of golf. So we had to do that. And I mean, I love going to the golf course with him because I'm able to read my books while I get carted around and have a little drink on the golf course. Honestly, like, I was fine with it. And I was curious, like, if there were going to be any quirks to a Canadian golf course. We were very confused at first if the scorecard was in yards or in kilometers. I don't know if we solved that mystery. But also yards and kilometers are very similar, or not kilometers, but meters, I guess. So I don't know, like, that was interesting. Everyone was super friendly, like, overall in Canada. Like, I think that's a stereotype they have, and that's what we experienced. Everyone was super nice. And obviously the best part about vacationing in Canada as an American is, like, everything's cheaper. So we were just awed every time we, like, got the charge back on my credit card and saw, like, the discount is what I called it. I was like, remember, everything's 30% off in Canada. That was fun just to see, like, how affordable the round was, how affordable our drinks were. And so we had a good time at the golf course. I didn't finish it then, but I did finish it on the road. I've been reading Algo Speak by Adam Alexic. And so it's a book about linguistics, how social media and algorithms is evolving the human language and the impacts it has on our culture. So I found it very fascinating. I'm definitely going to talk about it more in the next episode, or maybe the episode after that. It's on the list. It's in the backlog. So I'm excited to talk about it because I love reading about linguistics. And so, yeah, I was able to read that book on the golf course and just enjoy watching Grant golf and look for his balls, because we lost a lot of balls out there. It's just part of the game, right? So I think we had a good time. We didn't quite finish the round because it did get really chilly, and we didn't even really know if we were going to start the round because it had been raining off and on all day on Saturday. But we got some pockets of sunshine. We stuck to it. We got through, I think, like 16 holes, 15 holes, maybe not even that many. We definitely got through the first nine. I know that much. And I think he played a couple of those holes twice because we had some slow parties in front of us. But anyway, so we had a good time on the golf course, got back to the hotel, and then walked over to the Forks Market, which was the one attraction that kept coming up when we searched what to do in Winnipeg. Basically, it's like a food hall, but also it has, like, shops in it. We got there when most of the shops had closed, but we had plenty of options for dinner. We ended up with some lovely steak sandwiches, and then we got to do a flight of local beers and ciders and sours. So that was fun to get, like, the actual flavor of Canada. And this is what I'm saying. Like, when you're doing these spontaneous trips, like, just look for the food. Look for the shops. Look for the little river walk. You know, like, every city has something. And if you find those things, then there's your whole day, right? So we had a good time at Forks and then walked back to our hotel. It wasn't really, like, a walkable city. We just made it into a walkable city. We were in downtown and we walked like a mile and a half to get to Forks, the Forks Market. So yeah, that was kind of interesting. But because we walked, we were able to see things that were around us too. So if you feel safe in a new city, I would highly recommend walking around, because then we were able to see, like, we walked right past like an art museum and it had all these huge sculptures outside, which we probably wouldn't have noticed if we were in the car. And we were able to see, like, some beautiful architecture and, I don't know, just, like, pay more attention to, like, murals and, like, public art. So I thought, like, walking was a great choice on our part. And we got our steps in. We got, like, 16,000 steps just tooling around. So very casual, right? Like, just a couple things. Not every vacation has to be go, go, go. And so we got back to our hotel, like, slept in the morning. We had a very lazy morning. I am definitely the type where it's like, oh, we gotta, like, roll out of here. Like, let's get going. Let's go see the sights. But in reality, like, it was nice to slow down. And I'm very thankful that I have a partner that, like, kind of balances me out like that, because I don't know why it's making me emotional. I think, like, that's just really good to have somebody that, you know, can slow you down and, like, help you enjoy life. And yeah, so I'm very thankful. So our lazy morning consisted of getting brunch and seeing a cute, like, some vintage shops and boutiques. So we were in what I think is called the Exchange District of Winnipeg, which has like a couple of vintage shops. We really only went to one, which was called Vantage Vintage. And I found this amazing little ring. And then I also, Grant convinced me to get this beret. So I've never worn a beret. I've been like trying to style it and like look up how to style a beret like all day long. I don't know if I'm going to get it. I'm going to have to be brave. It's also, I think, a good transition piece for fall because, like, it keeps your head warm, but it's not, like, a full beanie or, like, knitted hat. But it is, like, a little bit of extra warmth, but mostly it's a little bit of style. And it's green. I think green is a great color to transition into fall with. So, yeah, I'm trying new things. I came back from Winnipeg with a whole new style. And... And then the thing I'm most excited to share with you is that at one of the boutiques, I found some zines. So I'm going to talk about those in a sec. But first, I want to call out Clementine. Oh, my God. This is where we had brunch. And it was like a 30-minute wait, which is where we got some shopping done. Luckily, they had like a wait list. We didn't have to like wait in the restaurant. But I was nervous because I kind of get in my head about restaurants. I'm like, I want to choose the best one. I want to figure out like the best place to go. And I don't want to waste this opportunity is kind of the mentality I have. But in reality, like if people say it's the best brunch spot or it's like consistently in these top lists, I don't know why I just feel like I can find a better place. So I settled on Clementine because it was in this exchange district and there were the boutiques we could shop around for. And it was so good. I discovered the Caesar drink, which is basically just a Bloody Mary, but it's with Clamato, so it's got that clam juice in it. Usually they're spicy, so, and I love a spicy drink. So these Caesars became my new favorite drink. I've already been kind of getting into Bloody Marys, but in Canada, they just do Caesars. It's actually their national cocktail. At Clementine, they garnished it with a peppercini. So that was, I love a peppercini garnish. Yeah, Grant didn't even try it. He was like, this smells disgusting. I'm not doing that. He had mimosas. But I don't know, like the food was amazing. We had these amazing potatoes that had like pumpkin seed and like chimichurri, some kind of cream sauce on them. Amazing. And then we had a chicken, fried chicken on toast, which was also delicious. Like my mouth is watering remembering this meal. And then we had the braised bacon Benedict. Yes. Thick cut braised bacon, buttermilk biscuit, poached eggs, and then butter, brown butter hollandaise, and then dill. Oh my God. I guess that bacon was, I mean, it was thick and it was amazing. we were thinking about it after when we were walking around. We're like, I don't know which dish was better. It was just so good. Just mouth watering. Yeah. Oh my God. Highly recommend Clementine if you happen to be visiting the Winnipeg area. And then, yeah, so we like left. I was so stuffed. I think it took me like, I don't think I was hungry until 4 after we ate there, but it was good. It was worth it. I remember it fondly. And yeah, so after that, we hit up one more boutique. And I'm so glad we did because I was just like taking my time browsing. They had like stickers and teas and like it was kind of like a holistic health small batch, like local goods shop. And then we ended up like just a little ways down the aisle. Like it was a very small store. Grant was like, Angela, they have zines. And I was like, zines? Like, I got so excited. And so I picked up 3. I couldn't help myself. Also, if there's a pink zine, I'm gonna get it. So I got 2 pink zines and then this little green zine. So the first one here is How to Get Off Social Media and Still Keep in Touch with Your Friends by Sylvia Friday. I'm assuming copyright goes to Sylvia Friday. And this one is so legit. Like, it has an ISBN. It is from like a publisher, Microcosm Publishing, which is actually from Portland. Microcosm Publishing is Portland's most diversified publishing house and distributor with a focus on colorful, authentic, and empowering. So I feel like I should check them out more as a zinester myself and somebody that is very interested in getting published. So I love that this zine is actually like fully published. That is very rare in the zine world. And then each page is just so beautifully illustrated. It's handwritten. Oh my God. I was just blown away by the illustrations here. And Sylvia shares in my philosophy of subscribing to newsletters to stay in touch without being on social media. So I love that. And then she is very encouraging of writing letters. And I've definitely had phases where I like to write letters to my friends, but I would much rather just give them a call, give them a FaceTime to stay connected. So that would be my tip. But if you want to go totally like old school, a letter is great. So a lot of her tips are just doing letters and then some ideas of things to do with your newfound time. Because, oh my God, I've said this so many times, social media is just a black hole. And I think that's kind of what she's depicting here with the spiraling text. Go for a walk, forage, write a book. I'm working on that. Learn a new skill, rediscover an old skill, take a bath, engage with your local community or organization, call a friend, meet your neighbors, human and non-human. That was something I loved that Sylvia called out here, is like, once you put down your phone, you just start seeing things that you didn't see before, which includes the natural world, which I think segues great into these other two zines that I picked up there. The first one is Wild Rose, Self-Love, Soft Power. And the description here is, this zine is a distillation of a month of research, experience, and writing about one single plant. Within, you'll find info about where wild roses like to grow and the relationships they have with their ecosystem, ideas about how humans can engage with roses, considerations for ethical wild harvesting, reflections on wild roses, gentle medicine, a brief introduction to tonic medicines, and reflection about the nature of love and how self-love lies at the root of it all. Written and illustrated by Celeste Inez Mathilda, and published by Liminal Spaces. So this is another cool like publishing of zines example. And this one was very interesting. I think this one is more of like a text-based zine. And I really respect it. I have a hard time, like my zines are usually very mini, right? Like it's because I am like a wide breadth of hobbies. Like I like to explore, dive in deep very quickly, and then move on to the next thing. This is an example of sticking with one research for a whole month, which is so impressive. And then I think the thing that really stuck with me from this zine was kind of her last commentaries about what it symbolizes and how it ties into like self-love, which is a pillar, right, of this podcast, self-care. So the last note here is about loving yourself. And so this is a little excerpt. If you want to love others and be well loved by others, you have to love yourself. This doesn't mean you have to love yourself perfectly before you can love or be loved by anyone else. Growth and learning are cyclical. You can build stronger self-love and healthy relationships at the same time. You can work on your foundations, your self-love, alongside building relationships. Healthy relationships can help you strengthen those foundations. I see this in Rose. They smell lovely and make beautiful blossoms because they want to. There are a lot of simpler, humbler flowers in the world that do just fine at attracting pollinators, but Rose chooses to go further, and I fully believe they make themselves as beautiful as they do for their own enjoyment and pleasure. Why just survive when you can have a lovely life? They allow animals and birds to live in their brambles, and they feed those guests, but they have prickles and thorns so that no one takes too much. They have healthy boundaries, and they have deep, deep roots because they're solid in the earth if something happens to them above ground, they can regrow. Roses are very aware of the beauty they put into the world, and they like sharing it, but they're also very aware of their capacity, and they don't overexert their energy. Their boundaries show a gentle strength that allows them to have their beauty and be stable and long-lived. And I just love that insight on roses. I'm growing them on my patio, and they are tough, much less forgiving than my hibiscus with my erratic watering and windy patio. But when I get the blooms on my rose bush, it's just so beautiful and it feels special. And I think like that's kind of what this zine is talking about, is like, you are special, you are beautiful, and you can have boundaries at the same time, right? So yeah, like, really appreciated the amount of research and time that went into this zine. So I'm really glad I picked that up. And then the last one here is Deep Green Zine, Volume 1, Deep Green Witchcraft by Dottie Graham McKay. And it's got these little frogs. And this one's also like published by Covenstead Press, 2025. So what caught my eye for this zine was obviously the frogs. But then as I read it, I mean, I learned a lot because I do not practice witchcraft, but this author does. And they have a little about the author section that says, Dottie Graham McKay is a writer, deep green witch, and filmmaker. She's inspired to document and share stories that capture the beauty of nature and the visible and invisible realms of magic and witchcraft. Dottie spends her spare time walking her dogs and facilitating a busy coven. She lives in Treaty One territory, homeland of the Mestis Nation, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So this is a true Canadian zine. And yeah, like, I think it just had such an interesting intersection of topics. Witchcraft, environmentalism, and activism. And she leaves us with these final words. Being a green witch can be a gentle or radical. Being a green witch can be gentle or radical. The choice is yours to make. The best time to start is now. And of course, she like explains what a green witch is. Deep green witchcraft is a nature-based path that embraces an intuitive, flexible, and self-directed approach to magic and witchcraft, rooted in a deep connection with nature. It emphasizes the ethical use of herbs, plants, and the earth's resources. And this is a theme across the zine. And I think it was super interesting, like, the native lens that she added to this guide. Also, this political section, witches are inherently political, pushing boundaries and questioning the status quo, often living lives in opposition to cultural norms, advocate for environmental and human rights, including indigenous rights, climate action, food security, healthcare access, land protection, and anti-discrimination efforts. So I love all of those ideas that she's encouraging witches to abide to. This part specifically was very interesting and important, I believe. It's also worth reflecting on your magical practices. Could any of them cross into cultural appropriation? Take a moment to examine your rituals, ceremonies, and traditions. Are you borrowing from another culture in a way that might be disrespectful or disconnected from its original meaning? Trust your intuition. If something feels off, it's worth looking deeper. This can be a tough realization, especially if you learned practices from a beloved mentor who framed them as the right way to practice witchcraft. So I really love how she's encouraging people to question the status quo, question where you learned things and where the origin of those things are. So there is just a lot of things in here that applied to non-witches like myself, but super important if you are practicing witchcraft to think about it a little bit from this deep green witchcraft lens. So I loved finding this when we were shopping in the boutiques, and yeah, just felt fun to like find some Canadian zines, find some inspiration across the border. I'm really excited to take what I learned here and see what it does to the next zine that I make. I don't really have any zines in the backlog, but I definitely feel inspired. So with that, I'll leave it there. I hope you feel inspired to make your own weekend getaway. I feel like the things that we did on this trip would be easily replicated even in just a town like 30 minutes away or in Wisconsin. So I'm excited for my next spontaneous adventure. I'm thankful to have such a wonderful partner that does things like that with me. And I'm thankful for finding zines. Like, everywhere I go now, I'm like looking for zines, and I love being part of that zinester community. So I hope this inspires you to get off the screen, go on a little quest, go on a side quest. And yeah, so if you liked the episode, you can learn more about the Vos Memos podcast on my website, angelageorge.com/vos-memos. I blog there. I talk about all of the adventures that I can't fit in the podcast on my blog. And I'm also on Blue Sky at angelageorge.com if you're into decentralized social media. And then, yeah, I post on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts bi-weekly. And yeah, I hope to see you in the next one. Bye.